The trouble with Newtok's primary started with election officials who backed out of the job late. Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai said the state had secured two voting officials to work the primary election back in June. At that point, Newtok Tribal Administrator Andrew John wasn't worried about the situation.
I'm sitting there, oh, okay, cool. Everything's going along. It's like it's supposed to be.
Then, on August 5th, 2 weeks before the primary election, one official quit, and the Division of Elections couldn't get in contact with the other one. The tribe and the division scrambled to recruit and hire new voting officials, which they managed to do by August 11th, just 1 week before the primary. In these phone calls with the tribe and the new voting officials, Finumiai says they learned for the first time that people were living in Maksvik. That remark raised eyebrows in Newtok. Over the past few decades, Newtok has been working closely with the state's Department of Commerce on the village's move to Maksvik. Tribal Administrator John said the Division of Elections should have known the status of the relocation project.
Departments within the state of Alaska don't communicate effectively.
In order to offer voting to residents living in Maksvik, the Division of Elections planned to send one of the voting officials from Newtok to the new village with absentee ballots. On August 11th, the division's Region 4 office, located in Nome, sent the ballots and supplies to Newtok via priority shipping. This is where the whole operation really fell apart.
Those materials never came.
That meant there were no absentee ballots to take to Maksvik. One resident who lives there, Lisa Charles, feels she missed out on an opportunity to have her voice heard.
I was sort of mad because I wanted to vote.
Quick thinking in Newtok allowed at least some residents to vote. Martha Simon was one of the voting officials who had taken the job a week prior. She printed out sample ballots that had been faxed ahead of time and offered in-person voting in Newtok. Finumiai says state law allows for sample ballots to be used when official ballots are not available. Simon says she tried to encourage people to vote, but not many came.
We went on the VHF every 15 minutes. We went on Facebook. We tried to text everybody in the village to come and vote.
Division of Elections Director Gail Finumiai reported that 17 Newtok residents voted in the primary election. Following the mishap in Newtok, Finumiai says the division is making some changes. The reason the election supplies were sent only a week before the primary was because the division was waiting to secure voting officials. She said next time the ballot supplies would be sent to the village ahead of time, regardless of the election worker situation. Finumiai says a plan for the upcoming general election is to provide in-person voting in Newtok and absentee in-person voting in Maksvik. And she says election workers are still needed in Newtok. Reporting for KYUK in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.